Good day. I am Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Welcome to this week's Insurance News Wrap, bringing you vital updates from Australia's insurance industry. Let's kick things off with some hefty words from the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, also known as the ACCC, dated the 2nd of May, who have strengthened their stance against broker commissions. Pushing for an extension to the current ban on conflicted remuneration, the ACCC refers to these commissions as a thriving ground for conflicts of interest, even when full disclosures are made. Call to arms from ACCC Chair Gina Cass-Gottlieb for major reform have been echoed by individuals like NSW Fair Trading and Commissioner Natasha Mann, who are all vouching for transparency in broker practices. Amidst differing perspectives around the commission continuation, all eyes are now on consultant Phil Corey, leading the review. Moving forward, on the 1st of May, a partial settlement was reached in a rather intriguing slow-leak insurance dispute. The Australian Financial Complaints Authority, abbreviated as AFCA, ruled that auto and general services must shoulder half the repair costs for a homeowner's long-term water damage caused by a leaking pipe. In a departure from status quo, the verdict emphasized the timing of the manifestation of the damage rather than the start of the leak. This unique judgment has accentuated the necessity for clarity in insurance policy terms. There's now a shift towards reevaluating policy language and documentation processes to discourage potential conflicts related to gradual damage claims in future. Next, we had AFSCA standing firm behind NIB Travel Services' decision in a death dispute involving an ex-spouse. The complainant, who claimed for travel costs upon returning from vacation to support her family after her ex-husband's death, had her application rejected. AFSCA's ombudsman clarified that the woman did not qualify as a close relative, as per the policy's definition. This contentious ruling underscores the paramount importance of comprehending insurance policy definitions, particularly for non-traditional family structures. Last but least, heralding a revolutionary phase in Australia's water damage restoration sector is the introduction of the ASEICRC S500 standard. Vouched for by industry leader Jeremy Stamkos, Managing Director of REC Solutions, it aims to make headway in handling water damage claims. Expected to quell the upswing in weather-related incidents and water leak claims, it promises improved risk management and a dedication to supreme practices. As we wrap up this week's coverage, it's a noteworthy reminder that, as always, understanding your insurance policy terms makes all the difference. Tune in next week for more updates on Australia's insurance landscape. On behalf of Financial Services Online, this is Paige Estrotori, signing off.